If found liable, Islamabad could be obligated to pay $18 billion as penalty. Islamabad's attempts to obtain a U.S. waiver from sanctions have been unsuccessful. During a U.S. congressional hearing in March 2024, Assistant Secretary of State Donoghue cautioned Pakistan against entering into a partnership with Iran, stating that such an action would result in serious consequences. Analysts believe that Pakistan's economic challenges, coupled with the threat of U.S. sanctions, have placed Islamabad in a tough spot, unable to proceed with the project but also unable to risk inviting U.S. sanctions. Hira Mustafa in Islamabad.